Today, we celebrate St. Andrew's Day. And at the very same time, we stand on the threshold of a new Christian year, the first Sunday of Advent. Two beginnings converge in this act of worship. The beginning of the story of Scotland's patron saint. I'm not going to rehearse all of that again. David has already done that for us. But also the beginning of the church's season of hope, a season of looking forward. Advent is a time of waiting. Not passive waiting, like standing at a bus stop in the hope that that little electronic message that they give you now when you're at a bus stop actually speaks to the reality of when that bus is going to come, but an active waiting, an active hope. In many of our places of worship, we mark this journey through Advent with the Advent wreath, a simple circle of candles and evergreen branches. And yet, its simplicity belies a deep and hope-filled meaning. It is circular in shape. No beginning, no end, but a continuous circle, reminding us of God's eternal and unending love. A love that surrounds us and holds us, even in the darkest of winter days. Each candle, as they are lit, week by week, increases the light in the midst of that darkness. It symbolizes the growing excitement as we approach Christ's promise to come again. The flames, as ever, when you see the flame of a candle flickering, it invites us to pause, to reflect, to look, and to prepare our hearts. And as we look upon that wreath week by week, we're reminded that hope, peace, joy, and love are not just words of Advent season. They are the very gifts on which the Christian faith is based, and the gifts that we are called to share with others. So in the quiet glow of this first candle of the Advent wreath, we know that it speaks to us of comfort and challenges us to live with faith as we wait for the true light of the world. So in this season, we look back as well as forward. We look back to Christ's first coming in Bethlehem, and we look forward to the promise of his coming in glory. And we are the people who live between those two events, listening for God, not just for the future, but for the present. St. Andrew was someone who responded to Christ's call immediately. When Jesus said, "Follow me," Andrew didn't ask for a 5-year plan and an assurance of his own safekeeping. He moved. His faith was the faith of someone who was awake, someone who was expectant. And his simple steps of obedience brought others, including his own brother, into the presence of Christ. Andrew's life reminds us that God uses ordinary people, ordinary conversations, ordinary acts of courage to change the world. That spirit of being ready ties not just the Advent season to us today, but to those readings we reflected on. We began with words from Isaiah. Isaiah's vision given through God's good grace. Isaiah offered a breathtaking promise. They shall beat their swords into plowshares. Neither shall they learn war anymore. What fascinating words to hear in a military chapel. They shall beat their swords into plowshares. Neither shall they learn war anymore. Isaiah speaks to a people not who are living in peace, but to a nation that is surrounded by threat and instability. Isaiah speaks a promise directly to the military reality in which that nation found itself. All who serve or who have served in uniform understand what it means to be ready, to prepare, because the world is a fragile place, and within it are fragile human beings, and so often we choose the way of violence and conflict rather than the way of peace. We, as well as Isaiah's first hearers, know that the world is not as Isaiah's vision had promised. But this is Advent. Advent insists that we are people of hope. Not naive, not closing our eyes to the reality of the world, but forward facing hope, rooted in a God who is already at work, redeeming the world and redeeming human people. We long for Isaiah's vision to be made real in the world in which we live. But until that vision is reality, Jesus speaks to each of us. Jesus echoes that desire, the need to look forward. We heard in that gospel lesson, keep awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. You could hear those words and think that this is some great threat. Actually, Jesus calls his followers to live faithfully. It is a call to live purposefully, to be spiritually alert, spiritually awake. And that sense of readiness combined with the Advent season presents to each of us a challenge. Are we ready? Are we choosing to be faithful in the here and now? to be people who offer kindness in the harshest of places, to be people who stay grounded when the world around us seems to shake, to be people who remember to whom we belong, wherever we are, wherever we serve, whatever we are called to do. Readiness for Christians looks like living as though Christ could arrive at any moment and would be pleased with what he finds. A church and a people acting in love, speaking up for those who have no voice, reaching out to those who are broken by their encounter with the world. And so, St. Andrew's Day is a day of hope, a day of looking forward, a day of encouragement to be faithful, a day in which each of us are challenged as Andrew was challenged. It is a day to look forward, searching for Isaiah's promise of peace. It is a day to be aware of everything that happens around us, remaining alert as Christ encouraged his followers. And it is a day in which living in love points to the true message that we celebrate at Christmas. Andrew speaks to each of you here today. Come and see. Come and see what God is doing. Come and see how hope looks when it is lived out in our lives. Come and see light which is breaking into the world. That reading from Isaiah ends with a command that is the perfect charge for each of us in Advent. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. May we, as Andrew did, take that first step. May we be people of peace, even in places where peace feels far off. May we be awake to God's calling at all times and in all places. And may we be people of hope, whatever duty is put before us. Christ has come. Christ will come again. So let us be people of light. Amen.